recorded. It's looking good. I mean, the boys are doing great. So, you know, make sure they stay quiet, but they're doing great.
Can we go out to this soon and get rid of stuff?
Sure. Are you leaving?
Yeah.
Alright, great.
That's his,
that's why we have, my hands in this space. I'm gonna try and think about cleaning up.
Oh, now?
What you doing?
Crack me?
Dude, alright. Upstairs.
Okay.
Cause you're gonna end up getting deodorant on me some kind of way. Every time I crack, so she got scoliosis.
Right.
So her back all like this.
Mm.
So she needs adjustments all the time. So I'll be like, I'll crack her back. But sometimes, she was open and she went like,
no
like,
sleeves.
So we cracked
oh.
I'm like, cool. Then I get streaks of the other, like, bam, again. It was like, this has happened at least.
Yeah.
At least this.
Lovely.
It's clean.
I'll
I'm dropping, so I just said.
I know.
Like, the other day, the band was here.
Mm-hmm.
And they was like, just super, just like, worshiping and stuff after we had rehearsal. They was all getting it, you know, trying to write some new lyrics, all this stuff. I came downstairs, I'm like, bro, because I was like, I want to go to the gym the next day, I want to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I came in, so I walked in, I said, I was like,
dip.
Yeah, I walked in, I said,
y'all got a dip, y'all got a dip, dip.
Y'all gotta go.
That's hilarious.
So I was telling Gabby, she was like, dude, they gotta go.
They were wrapping up, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Justin's wrapping up. It's a whole extra hour.
Your guy,
you already know.
The guy likes to talk.
When he wrap up, he likes to keep talking.
That boy, Bob.
Yeah. No, Bobby, Bobby dipped when he had.
Oh, he'd be out of there?
Look, y'all, it's 9 o'clock. Even if we ain't done, he just leave. I think his wife
got him on lock.
Yeah, super locked. Super tight. All right.
Okay, baby. I'm coming back, baby. Here I come. So when you start your, because I know you're not doing the shows anymore, are you still doing the video podcast too, or just audio?
Still video.
Still both, okay.
Yeah, it's just the in-person monthly event thing.
Yep.
I can't.
It's a heavy lift.
Yeah. So.
I can't either.
Right. three kids. All right. Very cool. I love you.
I love you.
Yeah, and if they don't have to...
For you to start and all that.
Oh, of course.
No, if they don't have a return on investment too, it's just hard to justify them. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of time, but and you got to think about like I need to be promoting my shows, all that, and then to do that, it's like that was just the only thing I was doing. I wasn't an artist myself.
Yeah.
You know, I have to pull back. Like that doesn't make sense. I want to shoot by myself. It's just
like, there's
so much.
Yeah. Well, one thing you don't. Make sure you don't do is completely withdraw from stuff that doesn't directly involve you being an artist, because that's the stuff that kind of one thing I learned with the record label that we use with all of the big name artists that we worked with. And they, you know, one of them making $400,000 a year. Like it's just knowing that music is literally, and it's hard for us to comprehend it because that's the thing we enjoy the most. It's just one of the assets of your brand. Like, don't make it the all in all, because music don't make any money. Like, if you're thinking about from a financial standpoint, it's just you'll be nickel and diming forever. So don't neglect those other areas, like your creative podcast, like those other areas that will make people say, oh, you sing too? Oh, let me check that out. Like you need to have those buckets.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a heavy lift for me to mentally get there, but
yeah, this is the whole thing, like even like with starting artist courses, still teaching music.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, hey, scale back, not doing it in person, virtual. And then even scaling that back more, I'm not necessarily gonna be the one teaching. I have a team of people
working
under that brand. So like still having these different things to like help and support.
Yeah.
But you gotta like feel like with the hours you have, what should I be saying into it?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. But yeah, I'm ready. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. Heavenly Father God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for blessing us and waking us up, God. We are so grateful. We are eternally grateful. And we love you and we appreciate you, God. Thank you for this podcast. Thank you for the reach, God. Thank you for the people who are being blessed and encouraged. And the random text messages I receive, it's just like, man, this just really encouraged and blessed me. Thank you for those opportunities, God. And thank you for Dove and I connecting again for this podcast and what you're doing through his ministry, God. And thank you for him being a storyteller, which is what I'm going to mention in this episode. And just using him for this, God. I pray that all the pieces fall together for what he is working on. And it's just excellent, that it's timely, that it's executed well. And just we just love you and we just appreciate what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's funny because Gabby had a friend. His name was Chris Denson. I don't know if you know him. He's from Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah, but Chris Denson, he was saying, oh, he said people who wear shades indoors. And he like said some cuss words. He's like, those are people who are like things or something. He said, like, they're so cool. They like walk yeah. around. I mean, you took your time, but people just like literally, you're indoors.
Yeah, club life.
Like, yeah, just keeping your shades. I was like, what?
Yeah, music soul child life. Yeah.
We were busting up when he said, like, bro, what's wrong with you?
I don't want people to see my eyes.
Hilarious. Let me get a little sip real quick.
Man, these coasters nice.
Oh, yeah. I told you you got to be in that for Christmas, right?
Man, I might have to get some of those made for some shows.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be dope. That's dope. Which your album?
Some merch. That's some merch contest tomorrow, right there. Yeah.
I'm going to bring this closer. Slide in, too. All right, ready?
Yep.
This way, offload. Welcome back to another Creative Encounter podcast episode. I'm your host, Juett Z. Payne, and you are back for episode 38 of this podcast. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. If you watch on YouTube, typically, go ahead and subscribe and hit that bell so you don't miss any episodes. If you're on Spotify, please go ahead and leave us a rating there. If you're on Apple, if you're on Apple Podcasts, leave us a review on there so we can reach so many more Kingdom creatives through this podcast. But without further ado, I am back here with my guy, C.W. Allen. What is going on, bro?
Man, not much. Just taking it one day at a time, man. Yeah, thanks for having me back. Of course. Good to, 38.
Episode 38.
38
of. Okay, so fact. Wow. You know you were my first guest, right?
Yeah. I remember you saying that.
Yeah. So, pretty much I did my first episode back in October 2022. Mm-hmm. And then the week right after that, Dub was on there. So,
helped
start this whole thing, Dub. Like, the whole thing.
I'm a pioneer.
You're a pioneer, exactly, dude. Bro, I love it. And since then, a lot of things have changed.
Yeah.
You know, so first thing, I watched our episode before, and I saw I had hair at that time. You know, it's all gone now at this point. So, a few months, some things changed, right? Yeah, it's all shiny up. So, I'm MJ, Kobe, whoever you want me to be. But, so pretty much that changed. And now your wife was just pregnant.
Yeah.
And you just had the baby.
That's right.
Dude, congratulations.
Yeah, she's a week old now, a week That's and a half. Crazy. Yeah, man.
How is it? So it's a she, so now we
Yeah, hear. Little lady. It's wow. It's beautiful, it's different. Mm-hmm. I got two girls.
Yeah.
And so my first one has kind of had like this regression where I had to sleep with her last night. Oh, she's like, "You don't love me like you love the baby." And I'm like, "No, it's just different. Like, she doesn't do things you do and vice, just explaining to her like comparison kills. Mm-hmm. Like it's okay. Wow. Like we love you. Think about the things we do. Yeah,
just a different season.
Yeah. Wow. And then the baby, she's sleeping most of the day, but throughout the night, up. Like full time.
So Gabby wasn't pregnant at the time when you were
right. That's right.
So now we just had our gender reveal. We're having another boy. Mm-hmm. So it'll be three boys in the house. But sometimes when we chilling, we put the boys down to sleep. We watching our show, watching Hulu, chilling. And then the baby will start moving like crazy. And Gabby's like, "Oh, baby, look." And I'm like, "That ain't cute. That ain't cute because that's just showing me that at night he going to be waking up. That's what it's looking like." So I'm like, "Is this showing?"
Night owl.
Yeah. So I'm like, "Oh, Lord."
Can't store the sleep up.
You can't. Oh, my goodness. It's crazy. But, dude, congratulations
Thank
again.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that's it, awesome. Bro.
Yeah, so, okay. Man. So how's it been with on your wife's end? Because for me, we got the three boys. Gabby would really love, to have a girl. Mm-hmm. We'll see what the Lord does with that or whatever. But on your end, your wife, she has her two girls. And I remember you wrote that song.
Yeah.
So how is it as far as like, are you guys going to, you want a boy in the future? Or you know, what's gonna, obviously it's too soon. Like yeah, she like, let me rest first.
You know what? We actually talked about it a little bit, but for the most part, we pretty content. Yeah, yeah. Like I was at the hospital and they were like, okay, dad, so is this it? Are you getting a vasectomy? And I'm like, yeah, but not today though. You know, like,
but, it ain't my birthday yet.
Yeah, but they, right. But they asked you about birth control and all of that stuff. And we just in a place where, excuse me. My wife has a kidney disease, which she's pretty open about.
You didn't mention
it. Nothing super crazy, but like she takes medicine to keep her kidneys from being overrun and torn up by protein, excess protein.
So it's a risk every time.
Right. So you stop taking medicine when you're pregnant. So that's 9 months of not taking a medicine where you have extra protein seeping out the kidneys that this medicine prevents.
Yeah.
That the protein can tear the pores of the kidney up.
Yeah.
So it's like, do you risk another 9 months of not taking medicine as we getting older and you don't heal as fast? And so for me, I told her, I'll follow your lead on it. If you decide you want to have another baby, great.
Yeah.
But if you don't, it's okay that I don't have a boy. Like maybe my daughters, I have a little CW or something.
Yeah,
you know, I'm really content. And my girls are amazing. So for me, it's one of them things where I think my wife's life and her quality of life down the road is more important than me trying 2, 3, 4 times just to, you know, have the heritage of a son who, you know, let's be honest, girls are the ones that come back and take care of their folks.
Yeah.
Boys disappear.
I'm out.
They leave and cleave and leave.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
So, yeah, we're pretty content.
That's cool. That's cool. I love it, man. That's awesome. Yeah, dude. So, yeah. So, like I mentioned, I was watching our previous episode kind of like essentially in preparation for this one to connect the pieces, because I love that you're back on here, because it's even showing creatives. We talk about stuff on this show and then people are actually following through and you can actually kind of just see the season shift and going into the things that we talked about previously.
Right.
So we literally talked about one big thing I noticed. We talked about how you're a storyteller.
Yeah.
And how your story has evolved from album to album. From it was one point where you mentioned, you know, your stuff would be heavily faith-based initially. Then you're like, let me put some of my personhood, is how you said it. I like that. You put some of my humanity, my personhood in this lyrics. Now I'm connecting with people even more because they're like, yo, I can relate. Even if I'm not a believer yet, you know, I can relate to that and connect on that level and stuff too, you know?
Yeah.
And then now you're taking it to what's trending even nowadays and stuff, and creating a whole new project that I want you to share today.
Yeah.
So yeah, so just kind of just connect those pieces for us.
Yeah, so I think the storyteller idea really began with my last job at a ministry on the Southside Sunshine Gospel. Yeah. And excuse me, I was approached about this role and taking it, and they were like, so walk with us for a second, because I had applied for something different. And this was like their counter, or like what they thought would be a good idea for my skill set. And so he's explaining the role to me, and he's like, we want you to be our storyteller. And I'm like,
oh, no way.
What the heck does that mean?
Right, but even for them to say that, that's
I'm
random.
Like, what the heck does this mean? Yeah. And so he begins to show me how there are actual organizations that have storytellers, people who, in essence, are kind of like a creative communicator of the brand story.
That's what says under the branding category.
That's right. Yeah. So they'll do presentations. They'll create. They'll work with the creative team to create videos and marketing and things that best tell and craft a story where people are engaged and pulled in versus something being pushed at them. And I'll tell you, it was a beautiful experience because I was like, I'm naturally a storyteller.
Yeah.
It's just how I'm wired. It's always been the way that I teach and speak and preach and even make music is very much woven around the gift of storytelling that I didn't know was actual practice that people pay others to do. And so my thought was like, man, this would be dope if, you know, later I could turn this into something bigger for other organizations.
Wow.
But yeah, that's I think that's where my wheels started turning. I always thought being a creative meant, you know, either I'm doing it musically or I am just making graphic design. And that was kind of like the bulk of it. I didn't see that other gift as an actual like commodity as a profession.
Exactly. Yeah. No way. That's so cool, dude. And I noticed that you were a storyteller when we did that show together, when we did your live.
That's the way I craft my sets.
Yeah, that's how you craft
your
sets.
I think.
I love that. Because when we were doing that, I love how you put those songs in between. Oh, in the middle, yeah. Like those intimate like love songs and stuff in between,
yeah,
to segue to the next phase of the night. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of got people vibing. Because, you know, people can listen to your records,
yeah,
and you hope that they, you know, memorizing these lyrics and all of that stuff. But then it's like when you start doing these songs that people are like more familiar with off the radio and all that stuff, whatever. Yeah. And then weave that in. Even on the back end, they get more hype too, mm-hmm, because it's like, oh, now I'm feeling it because you put that in there. And now, like, I'm a little bit more, I guess, attentive.
It's an experience.
Yeah, it's just a whole experience, mm-hmm, thing.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I love that, man. And it's crazy, like, when we have, like, our shows, I like to have, like, a live painting. I like to have bands. So, you know, like, when we do the event next Saturday, mm-hmm, there's going to be live dancing component as the music is going and stuff. Just kind of have all of those layers of creativity mixed together. Mm-hmm. I love that absolutely so much. But yeah, okay, so with your project, tell us the name of it and what direction you're going with this. I'm super excited.
So thank you. Man, I don't know why I'm frothing.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good, yeah.
Let me take a sip.
Yeah, get your sip on. We're going to get our sip on real quick. Come back for this commercial break. Hold on.
Sponsored to you by the Blanks.
Yeah, by the Blanks. Now somebody going to make a brand.
Right.
This is time stamped.
Yeah. So for me, the next, this project, when I approached it, mm-hmm, I wanted to create something where it wasn't me just telling my story. I think, mm-hmm, I've told my story and fleshed it out in a number, mm-hmm, of ways. I wrote a book. Mm-hmm. I have a few albums. Yeah. That talk through my story. And I do have new story that has been developing that I haven't created and turned into music. But I just felt like it was time to think about how do I best use my storytelling gifts to communicate something. Like I've always thought about, like, how dope would it be to work for like the Star Wars franchise, mm-hmm, or like at a Marvel movie, helping write the script or be a part of the cast in some way.
Yeah.
And, I don't know if I'll ever have an opportunity like that, you know, unless someone, you know, opens some doors for your boy. But in that, I was like, well, what can I do right now where I create experiences where you live inside of a story? So I began frameworking. So it actually started with a friend of mine who gave me a birthday gift.
Yeah.
She gave me a ring from Nairobi that she had. And she said, I had this ring for about 5-6 years.
Is she from there or she just traveled?
She went there. She was there in school. Yeah. And, well, like a foreign exchange program. Yeah, so she was like staying with a family. And she was our roommate for about 3-4 years. So she's like family to us. And she gave me this ring for my birthday. She said, because I know you like lions. And it was this ring, like this gold-plated ring of a lion. And I started looking at it. I'm like, this ring, dope. It only fit on my pinkies, small ring. But I'm like, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm like, I don't rock pinky rings. But I was rocking it, just playing around. And I was like, you know, this is like something like a gangster will wear, or like, you know what I mean? Like somebody who a boss.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking about this story of like, what would it look like to create a character around this ring, as silly as that sound. So I created this character named Lion Star. And Lion Star is a hip hop artist in his 30s who finally gets his big break as a hip hop artist out of Chicago.
That sounds like you a little bit.
It does. Yeah. It's a similar story, but you will see we different. He ratchet.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So the first EP I did, I wanted to feel like kind of like a Kendrick Lamar, Good Kid, Mad City vibe.
Yeah.
Probably not as immersed in the actual action of the story, but he's in interviews. So he's in these radio interviews. You hear him talking with enthusiasm, kind of like a Nipsey Hussle or a young Kanye, just excited, telling these stories. And then at the end, I leave you on a cliffhanger. And so the next project I'm working on will be a short film that picks up from where that left off. And then the next EP will pick up from where the film left off. And I already have them named and the ideas and the script is done and written. So I'm excited to get it under the way. Hopefully we'll get it out by November.
This is so dope. And that's crazy because that just shows what you can produce within that time frame if you just like focused on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we talked in October.
Yeah.
You're mentioning it and you said you're gonna keep it low key. You didn't say much about it.
Yeah.
You know, now you kinda you opening it up a bit.
Was the EP out? No, it was coming out. That month,
yeah,
right.
Because
it came out mid-October. Yeah.
But even you mentioned in the episode a little bit about this, but you didn't go into depth at all with it.
Right.
You were just like, you know, y'all will see. Mm-hmm. And now right now we're in July. And it's like, it's all coming to fruition.
I'm like, how do you create Marvel's cinematic universe with something? Like, as a hip-hop artist, I don't think often we think about, like, the ethos of what a project can be. And this is something me and you were talking about off camera, is how as an artist, I think for years I thought, since I was 19 when I started rapping, like rap, do shows, you know, minister to people, you know, encourage their faith journey and life, wherever they're at, and make money. And that's like the end of it. But like, can I really realistically do that in my 50s and 60s? Maybe I'll still have a fan base and be able to do some shows here and there. But how do I create an ethos of a brand where it's not just simply me as a, it's dependent on me as a hip hop artist. That's so that's where being a storyteller comes in, and a graphic designer, and a businessman who helps other artists. So I'm just thinking about different ways to allow the essence of who I am to flow effortlessly into other parts, where it's not like feeling like it's something that I'm doing that's extra, but just an expression or overflow of what's happening. So how does how do I do that with a project? And that's what I thought about Lion. How do I make this something where it's exciting, it's fun, and it's not just simply you know, me just rapping, because everybody raps. And a lot of people are really good, better than I am. But what stamp can I create or do that makes this excellent, where it's like, that's authentic to who CW is? You know what I mean?
Come on, bro. That's so good. Because it was one part that you mentioned where you said, it's not just coming out of this place of, you know, like this randomness. It's like this idea of like, it's from me. It's coming from me. Because this is just who you are, that's how you're wired. That's where it comes from. So like, God gifted you and created this in you, so it is just an overflow of who you are already. You know, so I love that. Like for me, like I love, I'm just like so ridiculously like extroverted. It's insane. Like we go to a room, all these people, I don't even know, I'll be the loud, yo, hey, how y'all doing? Just go up to everybody. Oh, nice, all of that stuff, whatever. So like, even just like having this, I love talking to y'all, because it's a mix of how we talked about even before. We talked a lot right before even shooting this, of how we love serving and helping other people and stuff, right? So it gives that thing of like, yo, I can put whatever you guys are doing out there, but then I get this conversation, I'm getting filled too.
Yeah.
So like, these conversations fill me up and stuff. Being around people encourages me. So it's just like using your gifts and just like it pours back into you. Man, it's so dope, man.
That's what's up.
Yeah, you do. I love the structure that you're doing. So you're going EP. So the EP, what's called? So it's called Lionheart.
Legendary. Lion Legendary.
It sure was. Yeah. And that was November, October.
That was October. Yes, October.
October 2022. So we got Legendary, 5 tracks EP.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now you're gonna have a short film. This is gonna be so dope. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm
so excited. So a short film should be somewhere around 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, 14-15 minutes. It's like a 15-page script, so somewhere probably around 15 minutes in totality.
Can you make it about like 90 minutes for a brother?
Man, that'd be nice. I ain't got the bread for it, though.
You're like, this will drop in 2050.
Right. Yeah. And that's, you know, that's part of one of the reasons I was glad that I got to spend time with you to talk about, like, even some of that aspect of it. But, yeah so the film, right now we just kind of titling it the Legendary film. So it just kind of plays off the Legendary theme. And then the next project, you'll be the first person to hear the title. It's called Ego. And there's a reason why it's called Ego, and you'll see at the end of the film.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're gonna set, so you setting us up again?
Yeah.
You setting us up again for you to come back for let me see,
cause
episode 55 or something like that.
Yeah, because after that last EP, ideally the way in my mind it works is there's the first EP, the film, the second EP, and then the third EP. Right, and in the film, depending on financially how we do with, you know, our fundraising and stuff, I would love to do a soundtrack exclusively for that with different artists. So it almost feels like its own self-contained thing, not my project curated by me, but just different artists who are part of this bigger Lion Legendary film.
You know how insane that is?
Yeah.
You know how insane that is? Okay, so
you got to give me a record.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So we got to shoot all of them. I was already thinking, like, okay, I'm going to need to be on bass for that whole thing. Like, I'm already excited. Okay, so pretty much me and my guys, we just had rehearsal this week for the show on the 22nd. And we were talking about how some of the music nowadays is just really just similar. Like, if you listen to, like, contemporary Christian music or just, like, the pop music and stuff, a lot of it's kind of following, like, the same templates, kind of just doing the same stuff. But there were so many artists. Okay, so, like, we're talking about Israel Houghton specifically.
Yeah, yeah.
The time that he came out, sometimes it's timing,
too.
He broke through with, like, just this new sound, gospel, but now fusing with contemporary Christian, but adding these elements, this flavor to it that was just this is Israel.
Yep, that's right.
You know what I'm saying? And now he has like new stuff coming out that's starting to sound like fresh again, new stuff and all that, whatever. But what I'm saying with what you're doing, this just sounds so just like revolutionary in the same way.
I hope so. Yeah. I do. I really do. Because I feel like even like the way that I write and make music, I've always thought more, I'm a hip hop artist. I love hip hop. It's my culture. It's who I am. Yeah. But I musically and structurally, I haven't always thought like a hip hop artist. Like I'm okay if I don't write a 4:16. Most of my verses are 12 to 8 now. And that's been that way before it changed in the industry. When we shifted, when music industry shifted to dropping releases on Friday from Tuesdays to Fridays, I had did that 3 projects prior because I thought about music like a film. And my mindset was like, if films come out Friday, why shouldn't the music come out Friday? So it's like a grand opening. Like, that's just how I think.
Yeah.
And so for me, I write music with bridges. And, you know, I enjoy the art of crafting a good chorus and just thinking through the musicality of it. Like when I get beats, I tear them apart and build them back up, and I'm creating, you know, elongated pieces of music where I hire someone like, yo, can you come play guitar on this? The producer probably didn't see that, but I do as I'm in the process of, because I listen to Michael Jackson and like these Stevie Wonder and Marvin Gaye and you know, her, and just these different amazing artists who are not, you know, quote unquote hip hop, but they take music and they stretch it to its full capacity where it's like you've had an experience.
Yeah, yep, that's it.
You know what I mean? And so that's the way that I'm trying to think about all the art I do. I don't want to just rap real quick, get out, give you a quick slap, like you might get a slap or two, but I really want you to live with the music. Yeah, that's my hope.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Dude, and you started flipping the script even when you did your hip hop album live. Like with live instrumentation.
I can't wait to do another one.
You already
one.
Know that's my favorite record, dude. Oh, you already man. Know. So it's like even just
it's hard
that,
talking about that record because I just not in the sense that like we just put so much into that record. Yeah. And I feel like
you can feel all of the talent, the gift, and the blood, sweat, tears, everything that went into the album. You feel it. Dude.
Right. And and it's just hard when you don't have the financial capacity to really push it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if someone else did that album who had a bigger name, it would be like, this is revolutionary. Yeah. You know, and I know there's been other hip-hop artists done live stuff. But in the spaces that we're in, I just don't think that's a frequent thing, especially like a Christian MC. And so I just felt like it was one of them. Like every time we talk about it, me and my producers like, man, hopefully it get another second win, because it's just, it feel like it's just a really beautiful
and
project.
I feel like Legendary will segue into that, because Legendary is so revolutionary, is going to connect to be like, yo, Dub dropped this. What else? What was this? I feel like that's going to have to come back around.
I hope so, because it stands on its own. Like I built that as a, it's like thinking about it as a, like a hip hop album that could be done in worship spaces, that could be done alongside a rock band, that could be done in an opera stadium. Like, like you could do a full live band, cello section, all of that with the way that we produced it. It's just one of those records where it's like, I feel like it just transcends just like the genre of hip hop in the sense of like just rapping on a 2-track. Yeah. Like it's, FC produced that. Like it's, I have real bass players and drummers and people who came in and did stuff. So, yeah, I love that project, as you can tell. I know we wasn't even here to talk about it, but I feel like Still Dreaming is just, Still Dreaming.
So,
it's just a beautiful project.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. It's dope.
Because of the people involved.
Yeah. Now, I think I asked you before. Now, do you have, like, do you play any instruments? Like,
not really as much. I mean, I started guitar, so I could pluck the Youth Leader chords. You know,
play them four
capo
chords,
to two, E, G, C, D. You know, that stuff. But I probably could if I really spent some time with it. I just haven't. And so now I think, you know, now in my mid-30s, I don't know if I had a capacity to really sit down and pick up an instrument the way that I want with just life. But I do produce in the sense, like, I could tell you what I want. I can hum it.
Yeah.
I can beatbox most of my beats and percussion lines, and then
so it must be, it just must be the producer in you, because you're very musical, you have that musical ear.
I am. I'm sufficient enough to jump on Logic or a DAW and you know, break a beat up mm-hmm. and clean it up and, yeah. you know, take the sections and move them and all of that. So I can produce, but it just, I'm not producing from scratch because mm-hmm. I don't have the time to develop that element. Yeah.
But no, and be dope at it. But you hear the elements that go well together.
That's right.
You know, it's a God-given gift to be able to hear, like, okay, this puzzle piece or this block connects to this one. Mm-hmm. This works well together and stuff. That's so good. Mm-hmm. I love it, man. Okay, cool. So you mentioned for a hot second that your project right now is in the fundraising phase.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So tell us, because I want all of y'all to jump on this, because this is going to be an amazingly dope project. So I know I'm definitely jumping on this.
Thank you.
So,
of course, I appreciate that. Well, you're already helping right now.
So. Oh, yeah. No, of course, bro. And the link and everything that Dub's about to talk about is going to be in the description.
Yeah.
But yeah, so tell everyone how we can jump in on this, what the goal is, by when, all that. If there's any type of... you know how like Kickstarter may have like sometimes like, oh, if you give this amount, you know, you get this kind of thing, like a sticker, you know, if there's any of those tiers, you know, tell us the whole thing.
Yeah. So for this Lion film, because I'm not a film director, I decided that I needed to work with people who are nuanced in just film in general. I just wrote the script. I didn't know, you know, how to best do it or articulate it. I didn't want to record it myself. So I hired a videographer, John Lamont, and he's super dope. He's done some videos for me. And very cinematic in the way that he thinks about things. And then he said, I have a producer that I think would kill it. She does this. And I didn't even know what the producer did in film. And she was telling me a little bit about herself and what she did and just helping to schedule and line things up. So we brought on a young lady named Tamara. And so the three of us began plotting. And she said, you know, we probably could put together a decent film for about $5K. And well, I'm like, well, what does that entail? So we begin looking at things like there is, you know, paying the actors. Some actors will do it for free because it's an opportunity or they don't have a resume. So, but I still like to give people gifts when they do stuff for me. So, you know, thinking about paying your actors and... your cast, I mean your crew, like the sound, there's a sound tech who captures sound a certain way, and it's different than just, you know, being in a studio and recording music with a music engineer. It's just a different art and effects. But then there's also people who do the color, the coloration. And then you think about when you're on set for long days, so legally you do 5 hours and you have to break. Who pays for the food? Usually the production company. Who's the production company? I'm the production company. So then you have meals for people, and, you know, not to mention thinking about locations, right? Renting places to do certain scenes and lighting that's needed, and it's just, so there's so many layers of things that need to be accounted for. And that's not even talking about the marketing and promotion of it, you know, sending it to Short Film Fest. And, you know, we want to do a real premiere, like where we are showing it on the big screen and people can have popcorn, and we'll show a couple other indie films that day as well. Documentaries that folks are focusing on. So, you know, just thinking about all of that in totality, she said five initially, and then we thought about it and was like, 10 would make more sense as we think about the marketing of it as well and really pushing it where it's just not something that gets 2 views on YouTube. And I just think that's not fair to everybody who put their work and time into it, and my family for sacrificing. And so we said 10, looking at all of that plus the gifts that people get when they donate. So we did it through Indiegogo. And it's just under the Legendary Film. And we decided with the 10,000 that we wanted to give gifts or perks to people who you know, who gave. And so there's different levels. So it's some of them are as low as $15. We'll make sure your name is in the credits, you know, that type of thing. There's one for a t-shirt. We got a cast and crew t-shirt that's going to be exclusive to the cast and crew. But since you're a part of the crew, you'll get one as well. There's a sweatshirt. There's a movie premiere where you get 2 tickets and plus the stuff above. I even have one line item in there where you can buy equity in the project. So like if someone is willing, I think it's like $2,500, you'll get like 5% equity in the saga. So all from the point that the campaign ends for the next, I think it's three to five years, we'll write up a contract and you will be an owner in this project. So all of the streaming money, the live show money, the events, the all the stuff that comes in from this, you'll get a percentage of that. So, Lord willing, you'll get your money back.
Yeah.
But because you showed the investment in that. Exactly. So there's just different perks for people who want to be a part of this in different levels. Yeah. And I really want this to be a journey.
Yeah.
You know, an experience for people. Like, I'm leery of just asking for money. I always have been. And that's why I probably haven't been the strongest at it. But this is more than that. This is an opportunity to be a part of a project that will live and that you can live with. And so, you know, we have, I think, 16, 17 days left. So not a lot of time to raise our funds. So
perfect, perfect. Yeah. So we're going to start right from there.
Yep.
Sounds good, bro. I'll start the cameras again, and you gotta just go ahead for sentence.
Okay. So you want me to start with what the cost is?
Yeah.
You start or what the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
What you said again? You said the time.
Like how long it's going?
Yeah. What was the last thing you said? Oh, somebody asking for money.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, just that part.
Okay. Record. Yeah, 17 days left.
Cool. Now, when this drops.
Yeah,
that's gonna be Monday. So say it from that day,
because I'm so to be 15 days, right? Thursday. No, Thursday. 14 days left.
You say something like that. Yeah, I think it's 14. Yeah, because I'm dropping this Monday.
Okay.
Cool. Hold on. All right, and go.
Yeah, so it's 14 days left until the campaign ends, and we have to raise the 10 G's. And
how are we looking on that end?
So far? We only at 2%, so it's it's not great right now. We got a long way to. I mean, I'm grateful for what we got, but we got a long way to go.
Oh no, bro. Okay, so we did 2 Kickstarters over time, and it's something about it's just how human psyche works or whatever.
Towards the end,
that urge, that sense of urgency kicks in, and God's hand is over this. Dude, God's hand is over this. This is crazy. I'm so excited.
It's definitely a mental and spiritual exercise because one, when you grew up, you know, not wanting to ask for money, you know, I don't think anybody quote unquote wants to ask for money, right? Yeah. Like as Americans, we just want to do it on our own. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just innate a part of us being consumers for better or for worse. Yeah. And so for me, I really want people to experience this as a journey, like not me asking you for bread, but like you walking this journey with me, like you'll be at the premiere.
Yeah.
You'll rock the t-shirts. Yeah. Like your name will be in the credits because this is your movie too.
Exactly.
If you choose to invest as an investor where you're, you know, a part of this for the next few years and you're reaping the benefits of it financially, like you're owner. Like that's what I'm hoping this is. And I'm excited about the process of that.
Yeah,
man,
that's so dope. I love it.
Yeah, you're my record label.
Exactly. I love it. And you guys heard it right here. So C-Dub has it laid out right there on the Indiegogo. Yeah. It's laid out to where you don't have to think like, oh, what do I want to give? You just pray on it. Look at the different tiers and see which option you want to pick and which one of the perks you get too. Yep. But again, this is all a part of being a part of this mission, just building this big, huge community and family of individuals who like, yo, we sold into this and look at how many people it's blessing.
That's right.
You know, and it all adds up. I mean, it's just like, even if just the subscribers on here, everyone gave $10 or something, we're going to hit this goal. You know, so if everyone can just check this out and go ahead and jump on, because again, this week, I'm going to make sure to jump on that because we are going to be supporting this, Gabby and I.
Thanks, bro.
We're super excited. Oh, yeah, of course, man. This is going to be so cool. I'm just waiting to see it. Like, I want the biggest box of popcorn. Yeah, put me on my name on nothing. Just give me the popcorn, put some butter on it, some salt. We good. You know what I'm saying? another cool part is, I mean, you may be doing this, you know, but are you going to have, like, the music from the record kind of playing in the ambience
right now the plan is for the movie to the soundtrack of it to be more the Lion First the first Lion EP music but depending on how the campaign goes, like if we raise the full campaign funds, yes, that adds money for marketing, but if we spend right, it could potentially add money to do a soundtrack. And I would love to invite other artists to create records that that best articulate the movie and then that soundtrack just be another layer.
Exactly.
And so it really depends on where we land when it's all said and done.
I love it. This is awesome. Praise the Lord. Cool, man. So Dub, tell the people how they can find you.
Yep.
How they can follow you and just kind of keep up with everything that's happening.
Yep. So everything is at the CW Allen. So T-H-E CW Allen. That's Instagram. I'm on Twitter, but I don't really use it for real, though, just when sports events happen. And to be nosy news. Yeah. That's Facebook, YouTube, my website. Mm-hmm. You can get up with me. I do have a community line, too, where I text back and forth with people. So that's 773-900-8455, I believe. Don't quote me on that.
If you ain't right, we'll put you the little asterisk.
Yeah.
You see the asterisk right there.
I got a community line. It's actually 44. Yeah. 8244. So I do talk with people regularly on there. So if you want to have one-on-one conversations, I send out campaigns through there. That's like kind of like my traditional mailing list. And we'll let us stay up. Get up with you.
Love it. Man, dude, thank you so much for coming back, bro.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. Awesome.
Yeah. You're going to have to come back and do another one once everything drops.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love
that. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, cool. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into another Creative Encounter. And I would be remiss to not mention this Saturday, July 22nd, we are filming the Unashamed live album recording. I want you guys there. It's going to be an amazing time. Remember, tickets are free. The link is below, Eventbrite tickets. Go ahead and invite everyone. It's going to be an awesome night of worship. And we're doing a dope album, and you're going to be on it. So it's going to be a great night. But love you guys so much, and thanks for tuning in. See you later.
Thanks, y'all.
Boom.
Cool. Thanks, man. Yes, appreciate it.
That was dope. I always got to remember, depending on when I'm dropping it, I'm like, okay, do I say this is this week or next week? You know?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, when I said it, I got to be strategic. Like, okay, it's this Saturday because it's next Saturday. It's dropping Monday. Yeah. Little stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So, that's when you mentioned, I'm glad the buzzer had stopped because I was like, oh, I want to make sure to.